Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. M.R., Number 1079. Youth, Parents, and Church Leaders Need Consecration and Divine Guidance, The Influence of Letters. Written May 16, 1875, from Battle Creek, Michigan, to Dear Sisters Lucinda Hall and Anna Rasmussen. I have just spoken 1 hour to the patients at the Health Institute. They were very attentive, and many of the patients were affected to tears. I took this text, "To him that overcometh," and I had perfect freedom. I spoke at the commencement of the Sabbath in the college building, and not a few tears were shed. I prayed with them, and the Lord indicted prayer. I seemed to fasten upon the promises of God with faith. I never pitied the youth as I do now. There seems to be so little moral power in our world to withstand and resist temptation. My heart is drawn out in yearning tenderness for youth and children. I long to see them fastening their hopes upon Jesus and possessing that joy and grace which will enable them to be ever cheerful, ever hopeful, full of joy because they may come to such a precious Redeemer. He will be their strength and righteousness, and clothe them with His salvation. I spoke Sabbath afternoon, and I speak to the youth tonight. May the divine aid be given me that the words spoken may not fall as water upon the rock. We need burden bearers in every church, fathers and mothers who have a burden of prayer for their children, who will not cease their importunate entreaties until help and grace and salvation come to their children. God lives and reigns. He will hear the humble prayers coming from contrite hearts. What we need in every church is more praying, more believing, less talking doubts, less grumbling, less murmuring, and a great deal more hope, courage, and perseverance. May God give us these things, for we are helpless without them. The bell rings for meeting. I have still a few minutes, and I will finish in the morning. But one word or two, fearing I may forget. I do not feel that we should pay over $60 for any bed set, spring, mattress, and all. If Sister Willis can sell hers for more money, let her do it. Oh, there are so many ways for means to be used in the cause of God. May 17th, Monday morning. Came to the office. Found 2 letters from California, 1 from Oakland from Willie, which we were very glad to read, for anything from our household in Oakland is more than welcome. We feel glad that Willie is active, for then we think he will not feel that he is altogether useless. May the Lord bless the dear boy, and comfort him and encourage him with His grace and His salvation. We received a good letter from Elder Loughborough, which we were very glad of. We hope that Elder Loughborough will be strengthened and that God will work with his efforts. His reward will come by and by when the faithful shall receive their crowns of glory. He will, if he continues faithful, receive his crown. We are glad that the lot is purchased for the meeting house in San Francisco. We have prayed earnestly that God would lead and direct to the right spot, and we believe that He has done so. We are trying hard to sell our place that we may have means to aid just now in this emergency. Will you write all particulars? You have done well thus far, but do not get weary in well-doing. I feel freedom when we pray for you in Oakland. Last night we had a very precious meeting, the Maternal Association's annual meeting. My husband spoke. The reports were read. Brother Bell spoke, also Brother Loughborough. I then spoke about 50 minutes with great pointedness and with freedom. If the word spoken is heeded, there will be a marked improvement in the school and in the institutions in Battle Creek. There is very much that needs to be done here in Battle Creek. May the Lord guide is my constant prayer. We do not want self to have anything to do in directing or managing. We want that the Lord should lead, then there will be no mistakes made. Poor mortals will err and make bad mistakes which will involve the ruin of souls. But if the dear Savior leads, and we are constantly consulting his wishes and doing his bidding, we shall move surely and shall not be compelled to retrace our steps. Oh, that we could ever trust fully with unwavering faith in our dear Redeemer. We had a house full of interested listeners last evening. We think good will come from the meeting. Many who are patients in the Institute came to the meetings, and when I spoke yesterday in the parlor at the Health Institute, nearly all, men and women, were affected to tears. One wealthy man and his wife were at the church and heard me speak Sabbath. He said that was the preaching they loved to hear. They wished that discourse could be preached in every church in our land. There are quite a number who come to the Health Institute much prejudiced. One man, an influential man, when he heard at the Potter House that the Health Institute was controlled by Seventh-day Adventists, decided at one time to go directly back. But he thought he would not do this until he should look into the Institute and see how it was managed, that he might tell others he had done so. He attended their meeting at the commencement of the Sabbath, and he was so affected he wept aloud. He spoke, in meeting, for the first time in his life, and has left a firm Sabbath keeper. A number have embraced the truth within a few months at the Health Institute. If there is a right influence there, we shall see of the salvation of God, I believe. Oh, what means of advancing the truth have those who are connected with the cause of God at Battle Creek? We feel deeply because there is so little appreciation with some of these advantages. If all would do what they can and what they should do, they would be a power in the world. Last night we spoke of the influence one has upon another in letter writing. Letters are exchanged full of fun and nonsense, scarcely a serious, candid religious sentiment contained in them, and yet the writers are professed Christians. All these letters full of nonsense and exaggeration and fun will not bring any honor to the writers when they are examined at the tribunal of God. The influence of letter writing is a power for good or for evil. My soul is sick and disgusted with the contents of very many letters. I hope that all our household will have an eye single to the glory of God in the letters they write, as well as the testimonies which they bear in meeting. Let not one sentence appear upon the pure paper to soil its purity. Let every word traced be of a character to elevate, ennoble, and lead upward to heaven and the better life. Let our influence in every respect and all our actions be of a high, elevated character that shall meet the approval of Him whose servants we profess to be, whose work we profess to be doing. Little enough time do we have to fit our own souls for a pure heaven and help others to perfect Christian characters. My heart longs for God. My very being is stirred to extra exertion that I may be found, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. May the Lord strengthen your hearts and hands daily, in order that you may be workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. Reach up higher and still higher for heavenly light and peace and joy, that you may all be bright and shining lights, is the prayer of Mother. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 19, 1984. Entire letter released.